But something else that could have been a very costly mistake is what happened to some tourists at Uluru. They were vlogging their trip for YouTube, taking a lot of photos, posting them all over social media. Then 3 months later, they got an email saying they had committed 20 finable offences by taking photos and videos of Uluru. Here's what they posted to social media.
So 3 months ago, when we were in Uluru, we did a YouTube video, we put a couple of posts up, and we weren't aware that there was actually like a media guideline that you had to abide by. You know, you have to apply for a permit to post anything about Uluru. Fine. We weren't aware about that. They emailed us, so we submitted that permit. We've got an email back today. What's that, 3 months after we went to NT?
Yeah, 3 months later.
And there's like 20 lines of finable offences.
So apparently there's actually a 28-page media policy for Uluru. If you want to do any commercial photography, that's a pass you have to buy. If you want to do any filming, which they were doing for their YouTube channel, that's an extra $250 a day to film. But it wasn't just that they were taking photos and filming. Apparently even them moving a branch on the side of the road to swat away flies was considered culturally insensitive and potentially a finable offence. There were other things in there, like if you're taking a photo of the northwest side of Uluru, you have to use the wide angle lens so you don't zoom in on any culturally significant sites. I mean, are they trying to run this as a tourist business, or what is the goal here? Because you're not really making this an attractive destination for people to visit.
But when you say cultural sensitivity, what I hear is cha-ching, 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 because
yeah.
That's what this is really all about. Now, if you just go there as a tourist, and I've never been to Uluru,
yeah.
Ayers Rock. I would love to. Never got the chance to climb it because they banned it before I could ever get there. And I just got to wonder why you would go there now. You're kept at a distance. You're told you can't take photographs of numerous sites. That's just as an ordinary person, let alone if you're a commercial photographer. And explaining the decision, a spokesperson for the local Indigenous organisation said that areas which were culturally sensitive were equivalent to sacred scripture, which means that there are certain areas that, for religious reasons, you are not allowed to photograph. Where are all the lefties who are always going on about separation of church and state?
Where are they?
We're a secular society, and yet we've got Indigenous spirituality determining what you can and can't do when you go to visit a rock in the middle of the country.
Well, when I first heard this story, immediately I started thinking of that ABBA song, Money, 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 because to me, that's all that this is. This is no more to me than a money-making activity. Now, it's interesting because visitor numbers, tourist numbers to Uluru have failed to reach levels higher than pre-pandemic. So they're actually struggling to get tourists to Uluru right now. Why would you want to go to Uluru when you hear this, when you take one, two photos and suddenly, surprise, you get a fine in the mail, or you pick up a branch, swat away flies and suddenly you're fined? You wouldn't bother. This does not make it a tourist destination. And in fact, I think it should be a very good tourist destination because it's meant to be one of the Australian icons. But what I find ironic about this, you've got these Aboriginal, corporations, they're saying, no, you need to come and you need to respect our land. You need to respect Uluru. Yet they're not actually showing any respect themselves for the tourists who are coming there to pay their own respects to what is a natural and beautiful icon. And that is just the point. We're talking about nature here. We're talking about sticks. We're talking about a rock formation. We are talking about nature. Money? Where does money come into it, Freya?
And the other funny thing is that tourist destinations around the world will pay influencers to go there to make YouTube videos showing off these destinations to try and get more people to come. I mean, places like Saudi Arabia that are trying to invent whole tourism industries, they're paying big money to influencers to come and film places. Meanwhile, here in Australia, we are fining people for showing off some of our best national treasures. Mm-hmm. What is the logic?
It is Rock Resort, where you can go and stay when you visit Uluru. On their website, they offer advice to people who are going there, and they talk about if you're going to do commercial photography, you'll need to purchase a permit. And on their website, they explain, while this may seem restrictive, do you think, these measures are put in place to, A, protect the fragile natural environment. I presume the money is used to update, local landscaping things and so on, and to respect the cultural values of the local Indigenous people. How does purchasing a permit to take a photograph respect the natural or the cultural values? And are cultural values for sale? That's what is implied.
Exactly.
We have our cultural values, but they can be bought.
But the thing is as well, it should be no group in Australia that should be given these sorts of exclusive rights above every other person. Because in the end, I mean, it goes back to what we talk about a lot. Mm. We are all Australians. We are all one. There is not one group in society. And don't forget, we tried to put an end to this sort of division by the colour of our skin when we all voted, the majority of us, no to the Voice referendum. So that should have been a clear signal. But again, it just goes back to this old woke nonsense that's being peddled by certain groups of society. And again, good luck, because you're not going to get a lot of tourists coming to Uluru if that's your motto in life. Now,